Now, what follows will require some detailed visualization. I encourage you to find a place where you can relax completely. If you have a light, tight room or blindfold, those might help. And make sure you can be uninterrupted. Your state of clothing, your state of position, your exact posture, that's up to you. I always lay down. I always get naked and limber up and just drift. I'd encourage trying the same, but do what you usually do for trance or meditation. This is going to be a little long. Relax. Position your body, and before allowing your eyes to close, though if you've found a truly darkened place, it won't be quite as easy, take note of where your body lies, how it rests on the surface. When you close your eyes, hold a vague image. Envision, at the very least, the rough outline of a body, where yours would be. It can just be a stick figure, because we're going to fill it in. Hear my voice, and relax. The entirety of your form is there. What follows will be focused only on altering the internal. So breathe deep, in as much as you can, and envision at least a small shift to your form accompanying each breath. Keep breathing in deeply, out slowly. Rather than track them, I ask you to associate breathing in with a brightening of the outlines of your form. I ask you to visualize the outline of you, or at least of a form or figure where you are. So the lines get brighter when you make a long, slow inhalation, and they dim when you breathe out. This is a good first example. You are a system. You breathe in and out. You relax and feel each sensation from the air and surface around you. You are a system experiencing continued functioning, and the functioning of that system, the expansion of its desires, the exploration of its existence, is our primary topic when it comes to deep hypnotic or meditative trance, when it comes to changing you. So giving you a firm image of the system is the easiest way to then emphasize changes to it. If we were performing an exercise to change a bad habit, or instill a good one, I would still start you with envisioning your body, because everything you do affects your body. Everything you think travels as nervous system signal, awareness, alertness, electricity, the motion and motor of muscle moving, of mind moving from idea to idea, following my words, following your own courses, habits, impulses as well. Your mind and body are part of a networked system. So you see the outline of you, and then we begin filling it in. Points of light, one here, for the particular way that you breathe in and out, perhaps a ring of lights or points of light or a diagram of dots surrounding how your chest rises and falls, how your body moves and shifts when you breathe deeply, how the air passes inward, an influx of light breathed in from outside. When visualizing your body in that way, you might have a tendency, because of the prevailing habit of meditation, to see one and then two, light and then light, three and four, outlining your body, and relatively little in your mind, five and six. But as far as you, the seat of you is really above your shoulders, in your head, in the place where seven and eight, activity amplifies and changes, brainwaves move, neurons spark, nine and ten. And you have the time to breathe. You have the time to slowly, in and out, influence that system through a deliberate, automatic action. Yes, something can be both automatic and deliberate. Something you would ordinarily execute just without thinking. Part of you already follows certain commands without thinking, to relax a little more deeply. After all, some commands, if resisted, carry themselves out. If I mentioned relaxing your whole body, and you decided instead to try to tighten it, tightening from your toes, up your ankles, up your thighs, well, in addition to all the little signals you were visualizing on that diagram of the system of yourself, getting brighter with energy, up through your stomach and chest, 12, 14, slowly, different pinpoints of light being picked out, up into the ends of your arms if you tightened, tightened, tightened. Eventually everything would relax. Eventually you'd run out of energy and stamina with which to deliberately tighten, and you would automatically relax. Taking a deliberate action against something sometimes highlights for you just how alluring the alternative is. Of course, you get a lot more pleasure out of it if you just dive in and go deep, relaxing your body 16 and 18, 18 and 20. A body that eases its way down, still visualizing your form, the many pinpoints of light that are the nervous system and muscular controls in places like your fingers, your hands, your arms, your legs, your thighs, your knees, your feet, your toes, your neck loose and relaxed, your mouth, your eyes, your eyelids heavy, weighty. All these different pinpoints of interaction, but in your mind, in your brain, in your skull, the buzz of pleasure, the spark from place to place, the heat of just listening, just following and falling deeper. Hear my voice. Feel your body. Spark. Alive and awake with pleasure. Feel your body react. Respond. Sink and drift. You can hear my voice. You can feel your body. And in the visualized diagram of your mind, you can see how each of my words enters you and makes some of those pinpoints of light get brighter the same way they do when you breathe in deeply. 20 and 22. 22 and 24. Brightly, acutely aware of your system's response to my voice. And all the words that follow are part of me asking that system of your body, that system of you, to do a few things for me. 26, 28, 30 and 32, 32 and 34. The system may attempt to tighten up just for fun, but eventually you're gonna relax. Eventually every part of you is going to relax. And in so doing, the words I say will carry you toward the place we've already agreed you will go. You knew what you were getting into when everything began. You knew where you were headed when you first started to listen. And in listening, you have invited the response and reaction that the system of you has to my voice, to my requests that 36, 38 deeper, 40, and 40 and 42, 42 and 44. My requests that you slide a little further, let the musculature and nervous system reactions of you respond as they will, in a restful, hypnotic place, a place where you slide deep, a place where you sleep, listen, relax, hear my voice and feel your body fading toward a greater awareness of how you can conceptualize it, how you can feel it, and how we can change together. That most important part of you, that nexus of spark and flare in your brain, that interacting, constantly buzzing center of you, from which ideas, nervous system signals, and ultimately the instruction for all your muscles to relax, from which each of those things flows. 60, 61, 62, 63. There are deeper, more pleasurable places inside of you, which you can access alongside me, because we will then be in it together. During self-guided meditation, there's only so much you can do. Only so many places you can take yourself to before you might have some difficulty. Because the mind, the conscious mind, the ego, the self-direction, it gets just the tiniest bit in the way. Because it's there making decisions, concocting scenarios, instructions, exercises, conditioning, behavior, and thought. So, if I'm here to provide the words, if I'm here to provide the alternative, the diversion, the awareness of an alternative way of being, of some additions to the self, then the ego and the thought can get out of the way and go to sleep too, enabling us to explore vistas beyond 62, 63, 64, 65, beyond the parts of you that ordinarily fall under you having to steer them. Letting me steer the system for a little while lets me bring you to my favorite visualization, metaphor, and understanding of the self. See in your mind that vision of your body, that outline. It's hard if it's hazy. After all, maintaining that image in your mind is just like keeping your body tensed. Eventually, it will become cloudy and drift away. Eventually, your mind, too, will be taxed by the effort of maintaining a persistent visualization, and this is one of the many tools that can be used to help you go deeply to sleep, into a pleasurable state of hypnosis, where your mind is focused, but your body, your specific visualizations, your deliberate tensions, become things of the past, distant from the systems we are engaging with now. Hear my voice. Be aware that even the part of you that hears me is part of this system. And so when I increase your awareness of my words, when I highlight things that feel good, like your entire body warming and sinking, 68, 70, 70, and 72, your mind might elevate my words. I love the metaphor of the body and mind as a system of software, computerization, functioning, a kind of self-managed hierarchy of systems that never quite bugs out, though it may occasionally have a few privilege errors, a few user control corrections to make. This part of your mind, this system that can conceptualize itself as software in need of configuration. This is what I want to talk to now, because there's a lot of configuring in what we'll do together. And what I will present, you will absorb 65 and 70, and we will explore 70 and 75. Deeper, drifting, relaxing places where your mind is that very system I wish to edit and you wish to authorize. 75 and 80. The deeper you go, the more acutely you may become aware of the opening of folders, the editing of privileges, the modification of self that comes with your consent and my presentation of programming. 80 and 85. 85 and 90. Programming which is for your betterment, is for your expansion. These words make their way into your head, and you are always listening. There's a filter there that analyzes them. But when you're in a deep state of hypnosis, eventually, to keep your system from lagging, to keep us moving smoothly through the program, you may consent to just put my words at the highest point on your internal filter, to just let them all in, as you dazedly, glazedly nod your way through. 90 and 95, through to the deepest place where that filter itself may be edited, and further things may be let in for our betterment, enjoyment, and experimentation. 95 and 100 and rest. The system is still there, buzzing away, sparking in your mind. The filter is still there, but now I've been elevated to a point in it where my words can simply slide past, and the necessity of remembering anything after 100, except to apply the configurations to your filter, your programming, your experience, the necessity of remembering anything past here is really fairly minimal. You can examine it, and then let it go. And just because the numbers have stopped being presented, well, that says nothing about the deep, deep, resonant desire for you to keep counting, sinking, easing, relaxing, and following along.